Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I trust these guys. These guys can get the job done. My friend Chris Bramlett over at PSC Staffing, 794-6144. PSC Staffing, PSCStaffing.com. Help your business grow today.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is where you know you are always going to wake up. On the right side of the bed, and it's where you're going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture. Every mattress in my house is from Sleepy Z's. And that's good because right now we are basically banned from our master bedroom, as you know, because we're getting our floors redone.
Right.
And we can't sleep in the master bedroom. That has forced us into the guest bedroom. That's inconvenient. However, it's okay. Because we have a mattress from Sleepy Z's in the guest bedroom as well. See, that's the beauty of it. Michael is the best in the business. He's been doing it for over 18 years. He's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau as a result. And they've been voted Memphis' most best mattress store for 4 years running by the Commercial Appeal.
And they've got everything. Starter mattress, Simmons Beauty Sleep mattress. They sell and specialize as well in the Starter Perfect Sleeper, the Starter Eye Comfort, the Butyrest Silver and Platinum, and the Butyrest Black line, too. So point is, Michael Zellner's got you covered on all forms of mattress. He's got the best ones, and you got to pay the best price in town for it. You mentioned you heard it on Jason and John. You're going to get an additional 10% off those already low prices. They're located at 2790 Kirby Whitten Road. So what you waiting on? Get on over there. It's right at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feed. You can visit them online at SleepyZZZS.com. Again, SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, so it's been a particularly busy show today. Broken down a lot. Earlier today, we were joined by Rod Hampton. Rod Hampton, of course, is the father of R.J. Hampton, five-star guard who was considered the University of Memphis. Was a great interview, if I do say so myself. We thought it would be good. In case you missed it, here's Rod Hampton from earlier today.
What's good, Memphis 10? What's happening?
Well, I mean, you tell us. What's happening? What's going on over there?
Man, y'all got if y'all added all the five stars and everything in Memphis basketball, y'all had like 75 stars.
I think they do have 75 stars. They would like to add their 80, like to get. They'd like to get to 80 stars with your son. Do you mind if I read a tweet to you?
Man, go ahead.
I want to read a tweet to you that came over the weekend, and I just want to get your immediate reaction. This is from Corey Evans. Here it comes. Good news for Memphis might not be done yet. Hearing that if Rajon Tucker were to remain in the NBA draft, that Memphis would be a legitimate landing spot for five-star R.J. Hampton still, if not the team to beat.
That is I don't know the team to beat thing, but if Ray John stays in, that is legitimate. That is 90% correct, other than the team to beat, because we got, you know, it's the teams that we have left. I can see my son playing either one.
Who is left?
Memphis, Kansas, Texas Tech.
Gotcha. Okay, so that is the final three.
Right.
What's the situation with Kansas, Rod? You guys like the way that's looking?
I like the way, man. They got veterans. They got, you know, Big Doke at the five. Hopefully Silvio gets cleared at the four. And then, you know, I'm praying that Devon stays and, you know, gets a commitment that he's going to get drafted. But if he comes back, him and RJ in the backcourt, then, you know, Quay Grimes may come back. You never know. So they just got some experience, man. That's the most intriguing thing about them.
And then how about Texas Tech?
They hot right now, man. You know, they hot right now. We haven't really took a big look into them. And, you know, Beard's a good coach. I like his style, but so is Penny. And so is Bill Self. So, you know, Memphis and Kentucky, I would say, are the guys. But I can't count Texas Tech out. You know, my son really likes them. And like I tell him, I say, you make suggestions. We as parents make decisions. So we're going to listen to all your suggestions. But at the end of the day, we're going to make a collective decision about where you're going.
You mentioned Kansas. If Dodson and Grimes both go back to Kansas, how do you view that situation?
You know, I think that's a three-headed monster. I mean, Grimes didn't have the best year that he wanted to last year, but he can play. He can play. I mean, I saw some glimpses of him at the combine last week. Was the old Quentin Grimes I knew from high school. But again, this ain't high school. So That'd be a legitimate three-headed monster.
So it wouldn't take Kansas out of play then, if they're still there, if they're on the roster?
No, it wouldn't take them out of play, no.
How would you see the fit here, and particularly with some of Memphis' new additions we know with Boogie Ellis, how would you see the fit here for RJ?
I mean, I think he's the piece that they're missing. I think put him in there, he makes everybody better, and he doesn't have to do as much. I mean, RJ scores. He's a scoring gift, but he's really loves to share the ball. I mean, I vision him, if all those guys are there, getting 15, 8, and 8, and the number one or two pick in the draft.
Wow. Yeah, that is. I'm just curious because you guys are reclassifying and you've made the decision. How has that been? Because it does sort of expedite everything, right? Like it does sort of expedite the decision. Has it been smooth? Like, has it been difficult? Like, how's that process been? Sort of narrowing it down, you know, on that kind of timeline now.
No, it's been really smooth. I mean, you know, we had talked about this early, and you know, share with a lot of people, but I mean, he really has nothing left to do in high school ball. He really wanted to play in the McDonald's game, and you know, we didn't want to put it out before that. And you know, now it's just like, Dad, I'm ready for college, and I see it. If he wasn't ready, there'd be no way that we would go. I mean, he's bigger, he's faster, he's stronger. I think, you know, I would put him at the best point guard in high school ball right now. And just, you know, just work. And I think going to a school like Memphis or Kansas, Texas Tech, the coach is going to challenge him. Penny's going to make him better. Mike's going to make him better. Mad Dog's going to make him better. Sam's going to make him better. You know, those guys have something else, another gear to offer him to get him to his ultimate goal, the NBA.
You mentioned his options, Memphis, Kansas, Texas Tech. There was a little bit of rumblings about, you know, potentially overseas. Is that something that y'all have thought about, that y'all have considered? I imagine you have to consider everything. Is that something that you guys have discussed?
Well, again, you gotta consider everything. I mean, it's been brought up, you know, people bring it up every day. And is it something we looked into? Yeah, we've looked into it, you know. You have to.
But you said you would be moving with RJ. So, like, I mean, I imagine you're not just going to move to, like, any city. Like, it's got to be, like, the right situation.
Well, you know, we'd move to Memphis. We'd move to Kansas. We'd move to Lubbock. And if he had to go overseas, we'd go there too.
How eager do you sense your son is to get this done and sort of have it behind
him? No, he's ready. He's ready. Yeah. He told me last night, he said, Dad, I used to ask guys when they said they were frustrated with recruiting. He said, when it first started with him, he's like, man, this is kind of cool. He said, now, Dad, Everything I put on social media, every time I go somewhere, people ask me where I'm going, what am I doing? And so it's kind of getting to him. But, you know, I want to see how he handles it. Mm-hmm. I do. We got a date in our mind, and we're not going to waver. I'm going to say, son, this is what it's all about. This is a part of being who you want to be. You got to deal with social media. You have to deal with questions. You have to deal with some things that you may not want to deal with. So let's see how you handle it. And this is great. This is great for him.
We are, of course, talking to Rod Hampton. He is the father of five-star guard R.J. Hampton, making his decision in the next couple of weeks. And on the Under Armour circuit, I know you saw a lot of Precious Achiuwa. He committed to Memphis on Friday. Like, what kind of player is he for those who maybe haven't seen him? What is the Rod Hampton evaluation of Precious?
Precious is going to bring you toughness, rebounding. He's going to run the floor. And I think the biggest thing for Precious, what I see, he wants to play the four. A lot of guys that are fours, they think they're threes. I think if Precious would come into Memphis and want to play the three, he wouldn't be one and done. But I think if he comes in and accepts the role as a four, which very few guys want to do now, he's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. So just to sort of come back to Memphis, because I mean, you know, the city's listening. The way you view RJ at Memphis is the way that fans view RJ at Memphis, that he is the missing piece, that he takes Memphis from, you know, top 10, top 5 to potentially national championship, favorite even. You don't look at Memphis and say, with what they've got coming in, with what they've got coming back, too crowded. You don't view it like that.
Well, it's really crowded. You know, that is understood. And guess what? Now it falls back on Penny and the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a total buy-in from every guy on that team, a total. You can't have one disgruntled player in that locker room. It's not going to work. You got to. Like James Wiseman said, if we leave our egos at the door, it's going to be something special. But that's easier said than done. You know, I know James like the back of my hand. James going to leave his ego at the door. James wants to win. You know, God has smiled on him, made him 7 feet tall, made him a prospect like no other. He's going to be fine at the end. So he has no problem. But you can't tell me that of the 7 or 8 new guys coming in, that somebody in the campus saying, dog, you got to do your thing. You got to put up numbers. You got to do this. It's got to be a total buy-in. If it doesn't, this thing could go south too.
I've said that I feel like that's if it's not Penny's greatest challenge, especially with all these elite-level guys, that it's right there. At the top, how high is your confidence level in their ability to do that with this staff, with Mike, with Penny, with Mad Dog, as you said? How high is your confidence level in their ability that they'll be able to get guys to buy into those roles?
Well, I think they did when they went into their living rooms.
When they got it.
And when they recruited.
Yeah.
You know, 90+% of NBA guys are role players. But 90+9% of these guys that Penny has were the man in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to sell that in the living room. Man, when you come in, you know, everyone wants to play 40 minutes. It's not going to happen at Memphis this year. You know, does he do the platoon system? You know, if somebody's hot, do you keep them in? You know, that's – you're going to see the worth of their coaching staff. You really are.
Hey, real quick, I should have asked you this earlier, Rod. You said final three, Memphis, Kansas, Texas Tech, no Kentucky. So I'm assuming Kentucky is eliminated from contention. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think, you know, Kentucky's fine. Kentucky is going to be a top five school. I mean, you know, and they pretty much got their backcourt, you know, and like I said, you know, they'd be a dark horse, but man, Coach Cal and Coach Barbie, they've been more than gracious, man. And I talked the other day, and, you know, he said, Dad, this is going to be my final three.
Gotcha. So there you go. Well,
down to a three.
Rod, we appreciate the
Thank
time as
this.
Always, and we know it's a big decision, and Memphis got your back one way or the other, man. We appreciate it.
Okay, and the guy on Twitter, Oral Derek, he's my man. He is a blessing to the city. I don't know him.
Wow.
But he always tweets out. He tweets out. I mean, he's like, no matter what, man, Memphis got your back, whether you come here or not, man. And he represents the city. I think his name is Oral Derek on Twitter. But if you're out there listening, brother, I appreciate you, my man, supporting the Hamptons. And you know what? It might be some good stuff coming for you, big fella.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm a troller, though. You never know me. I just watch him on Twitter and make sure he's okay.
Okay, so you just kind of lurk on Twitter. You don't actually tweet.
I just lurk on Twitter. I got about 2 followers, me and my little son. That's it.
All right, well, we'll get you. If you commit to Memphis, we'll blow you up on Twitter.
There you go, my man. Y'all have a great day.
All right, man. You too. Yep, that was Rod Hampton from earlier today. Basically confirmed that Kentucky is out of it. Though I don't think anybody really expected him to end up at Kentucky anyway. So that's just that was an inevitability, right? Mm-hmm. But he did confirm that it's Memphis, Kansas, and Texas Tech. Also said that, hey, Memphis is crowded. You know, did acknowledge that. Did say, listen, we know. Like, we see the roster. Now, would it be crowded for RJ? No. But when that happens, you know, feelings get hurt and ego's got to be massaged. And you know, that's kind of what he was talking about, too.
I mean, look, it sounded to me, too, like he believes his son is the missing piece at the one, which would with what Memphis has got, the way the roster is structured right now, would shift things tremendously. Mm-hmm. Because you feel like you just got Boogie Ellis to come here, and that's the position he's playing. You just got Lester Quinones in. It feels like sort of between shooting guard and wing for him. And so
Exactly. Everybody
would sort of be sliding down. You take RJ now. I'm with John that with what the staff's done, I don't think you can count anything out. You never count Memphis out. But that said, it doesn't feel like – I almost feel like Dad would have told us, too, like, look, if you're Memphis and you think there's a good possibility Rajon Tucker's not coming and you've got an option, right, a five-star option, you're one of his three finalists, you're going to be all over that.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to be calling, and you're going to be doing this and this and this. And you didn't hear from Rod that yet, you know, and I'm sure they're still recruiting and still talking to him, but it didn't feel like, you know, from a Memphis standpoint, there's, you know what I mean? Like, that's still a possibility.
Yeah, no, I think you have a good read on it. Obviously, basically, that tweet, that's why, you know, listen, Memphis ain't out of it for RJ Hampton. Like, that is true. Like, they're still in there. But that's why on Friday night, like, I didn't go crazy. Like, I didn't go crazy with the Corey Evans tweet. Like, I wasn't like, oh, my God. Like, you know, because, again, like, if you're around it, you've been following it, it's just like, There are things that make sense, and right. There are things that don't.
If I felt like that staff was going, that noise you just made, that whole, then it'd feel different.
For
but
sure.
It doesn't feel like that's
at Well, because the
time.
Staff has to be realistic about the situation,
correct.
Too.
Right.
You know, I mean, Precious made sense. Lester made sense. Mm-hmm. Rajon made sense. You know, these are all things that they had to go out and get.
Right.
And you needed somebody to start at the four, right? You needed an experienced scorer. You needed a sharpshooter like Lester Quinones. You've got Boogie Ellis now. You've got Tyler Harris now. You know, Alo's on the roster. Now, none of them are RJ. None of them are RJ. But you took them. You know? You took them. And, you know, it's just from RJ's perspective, it's not competing, right? It's not competing. It's just what happens. What happens when RJ steps in and he's the guy and inevitably guys get pushed back and pushed down. You know, those are things that you have to take into consideration.
If it was just a Rajon's leaving, bring in RJ, on the surface you could say, well, I don't get it. He's on the final. RJ's a five-star. Make it work. But the way we've sort of laid it out, it feels like they're looking at Rajon as a three. You understand what
correct.
I'm saying? Like as a wing. You bring RJ in, it's not, yes, you see the scoring goes out with Rajon if he doesn't make it, right? RJ can score the ball, and you look at that, it's apples and apples, but RJ, you just heard from, he's a point.
Right.
And so it pushes everything. Rajon, I think, was earmarked sort of for the three.
Yeah.
You'd be bringing in another point guard to replace that. And again, it sort of messes up what you've got already. Messes up is the wrong word because I feel like you'd make it work. It's another five-star talent. But it would discombobulate some things.
It would. And it would be on that staff to make sure that, you know, and again, like, Penny ain't that guy. Like, Penny ain't that kind of – like, he ain't going to baby you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he benched Tyler and Alo last year, and he called out the seniors. Like he's just not going to – he's not going to baby you. So that will go over better with some guys than others.
Well, it just feels like in the spring, John, they've done a great job of addressing needs and sort of we praised it last week of sorting making the pieces fit together. And this is a deal where you look at it and you say, okay, wing leaving possibly with Rajon. You don't get to say leaving. He's never here, but – possibly not coming, you throw another point guard into the mix, the fit is not the same. I'd love for RJ to be here, love for him to commit today, and love for the staff to feel like they think they could make it work. But again, with where that staff is sort of positioned right now, if they're not feeling it, then why should we?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't betting on it. I ain't betting on it. But, you know, again, I never quite count out the Memphis staff either. So that's kind of, it's I'm of two minds on it. I'm of two minds on it. And there's always a need for a five-star guard, no matter what, you know. So That's that on R.J. Hampton. Trenton Wofford's going to be making his announcement in about an hour. That will be for LSU. That announcement will be for LSU. You know, it's interesting because in the weeks leading up to this, right, in the weeks leading up to his decision, he and his, you know, his camp, right, were the ones mostly initiating the conversation, mostly initiating the communication. You know, hey, what's up? Like, you know, that's kind of how it was going the last few weeks. And the reality of it is that they waited too late. That's what it is. Precious.
Trenton's camp.
Yes.
Yes, on Memphis.
Oh, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. Precious committed to Memphis on Friday, yes. And that is that was it. That was it. Now, if you really want to get in the trenches and you really, really want to turn to Wofford, then you could do it, but it would, again, require everybody being on the same page. Everybody. And it would take work. It would take real work to do that. And it's different, for example, if Trenton commits a month ago. Because keep in mind, that was when he was supposed to do it. He was supposed to do it April 20th to Jordan Brand. He did not, for reasons that we know. And now, listen, it just is what it is. Like, there's just no room. There's no room. And he'll end up at a, you know, listen, LSU had a good year last year, but there's a lot of uncertainty down there. And you got to think, if you're him, you're are you loving it? Are you loving the situation?
You can love it right now, but not be certain that it's going to play out the way you have it envisioned.
Right.
That's the scary part. If for anybody at this point that's committed to anything LSU or with that basketball program, you don't know what the future holds necessarily. They can tell you, give you all the smoke in the world, and tell you, I'm going to be fine. You know, nothing else is going to come out on this, but you don't know. And again, the LSU situation made even a little bit more precarious by the fact you got a new AD down there that didn't hire Will Wade. Who knows how long he wants to go with it. Again, I would tell you, LSU probably wants to keep him if they can. That said, we don't know if they can or not. We don't know what the NCAA is going to do following all this in terms of prosecuting some of this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So that's that on Trenton Wofford. Not going to be Memphis. I don't know if there were a ton of people who were holding out hope. I would hope not in Memphis. I would hope there were not a ton of fans who actually thought that his announcement was going to be for Memphis today. Been trending that way for quite some time. And then What else have we not hit? Oh, listen, Rayshon Tucker. Jeff Goodman was on with Jeff Calkins earlier today, and my understanding is he brought up academic issues potentially. That's definitely out there. You know, I think we've sort of on this show, like we've sort of just proceeded as he's going to probably get an NBA two-way contract, going to stay in the draft. Like that's where my head's been. You know, since. You know, because it was like, okay, the commitment happens, and then 10 minutes later, it's, oh, I'm staying in the draft. That's just weird. Like, the rules are different, but that's just weird.
Well, and he talked to me about, you know, academics possibly not getting done at Little Rock. To me, only cements the thing of why you would take a two-way, why you would be.
Exactly.
Because
you can't get in.
Last week, we're sitting here speculating on what's his family's financial situation. Are they in a deal right now where he's got to turn pro to help that family and be the breadwinner? Of course, then you take it. But, hey. Why not come back, right? If you're a fringe guy now, NBA loves you. Jonathan Bonin says you're super athletic. Why not come back and play on a team that's going to have all eyes on it? Well, this would be why.
Yep.
This would be why you've got to be a pro now. You can't go anywhere as a graduate transfer because you didn't finish up. This, to me, would just cement that, would make more sense now to me in terms of, okay, I'm taking the two-way. This explains why you would be more willing to do that to me. Only cements it. And so, now, I'm not going to lie to you, John. For me, that is and I'm sure for many a Tigers fan, we'd laid it out. You know how high a priority he was for that staff.
Yep.
I mean, and this is a guy who was looking at Kansas, looking at Auburn. All the top schools wanted him because you know what he can bring. He's the second-rated graduate transfer to some. He's the first experienced scorer. You've got a great void in terms of with Jeremiah Martin's departure. 19.7
sure.
points per game. He was going to come and fill that up. He was going to be the guy that when – you know, your freshman, James Wiseman, DJ, Lester, Boogie, they're up and down. Throw the ball to Rayshon. He'll go get you that bucket because
exactly.
He's been here and done before. So for me, look, it's still the number one recruiting class. We said that it was without Rayshon. But this is a little bit of a blow.
It is.
Because this is a guy that I had penciled in as your starting three, sort of beat out DJ Jeffries. They're showing the ropes on how to play, and you're losing that.
Yeah.
That's a blow.
Yeah.
If indeed this becomes the case.
And if it becomes, and it will become
official. What'd you say, five? You go to still 8, 9?
affects you a little bit in the rankings, too.
Preseason rankings. But you're still a top 10 team.
Absolutely.
By the way, you still got James freaking Wiseman. Like that, you know, he's coming.
Well, not just him. Precious Achiuwa as well, and DJ Jefferson. Yeah. But seven guys.
But James. James Wiseman. You know what I'm saying? You still got the number one player in the country. I think there is a good chance they add another. Maybe in the coming days, I'll be able to say more. But I definitely do think, and I think that it's already on the radar, frankly. Already on the radar that they need to add someone else.
And I'm imagining this name is not Ryan Boyce.
He's on the roster already. Yeah. No, it ain't Ryan Boyce. But I will tell you, it ain't a five star prospect.
But not as a scholarship player.
Right. No, it is not Ryan Boyce. No, it's somebody that's not currently on the team. It is not a five star prospect either. So like you're gonna have to accept that everybody can't be a top 10 player. You know, you're just gonna have to accept that. But Yes, certainly something that's on the radar for Memphis for sure. All right, when we come back, Evan Daniels will join us. We will talk to Evan about R.J. Hampton, about Memphis's recruiting class that is number one in the country. Lots more to come. Jason and John on his Yarn FM ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
We have the cash word now. It's letter, L-E-T-T-E-R. You can text the word letter, L-E-T-T-E-R, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have until 2 o'clock for the Giannotto and Jeffrey show. Text the word letter, L-E-T-T-E-R, to 72881. Giannotto, Jeffrey, and Connor have another word coming up at 2 o'clock.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of the Do It Right rebate. Get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way. And when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amadeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amadeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amadeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com today.
Save big today during Nissan's Summer of SUV sales event. Shop ChooseNissan.com.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
The weather is heating up, and it's time to make sure your battery is ready. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't buy what you don't need. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. The MPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast and reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi that you can control. Trying to gather the family for dinner? You can pause the Wi-Fi. Need to get the kids offline for bed? You can set a curfew. Want to make sure your kids are actually off their devices? You can check who's online with the Xfinity My Account app. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, upgrade to get more than double the speed for just $5 more a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires eco bill and auto pay in 621-19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees including BTB fee extra and subject to change. After term regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast and almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercuts stylists pay attention to every detail so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready. Supercuts.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's moving season, so you need to call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196. That's exactly what I did. And once the process started, I didn't even think about it because they've changed moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you are not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. And Black Tie understands that. They're licensed, bonded, insured. Their movers are professionally trained. They're on time. They stay on budget. They are pros. 316-6196. Book your move now because it's going to start booking up fast. Summer's coming. Moving season is here. And Black Tie Moving can take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it so much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. Evan Daniels, the college basketball analyst, handles recruiting over at 247 Sports, and he joins us now. Evan Daniels, welcome to the show.
What's up? What's up? How we doing?
Memphis, number one. Many people want to know why you initially said they were number two.
Oh, nothing more than I was writing the precious story in an Uber, and I looked at the formula wrong when I was writing. Nothing more.
And you quickly corrected.
What'd you say?
You quickly corrected. You quickly did say, "I'm sorry, mistype number one."
Yeah, and the class deserves to be number one. Couple top 10 kids, a bunch of top 100 kids. Pretty historic recruiting run for Memphis. But yeah, nothing more than a little oversight. A couple Memphis fans weren't too happy with me.
What do you think Precious and James looks like together, Evan?
I mean, it brings a different level of athleticism to their front court. You know, you've got two guys that are very athletic, very fluid. Both are playing extremely hard. I've noted on this show a couple times that James played as hard as I've ever seen him during his senior year. And I thought, while Precious maybe struggled from an efficiency scoring standpoint in some of the All-Star games, I thought he played with great energy and competed and used his athleticism and his mobility. So I think both of those guys, from that standpoint, are going to help them right away.
Yep. We are, of course, talking to Evan Daniels from 247. Boogie Ellis obviously was at once upon a time headed to Duke, and he got out of that letter of intent, and obviously now he's going to be a Memphis Tiger. What does he bring? There's been a little bit of I don't know if it would be a dispute, but you know, maybe just a little bit of a discussion on where he is best suited, whether it's on the ball, whether it's off the ball. Like, what do you see Boogie, like, where is he naturally best on the basketball court? Point guard, sort of combo guard? Like, what kind of guy is he?
I'm going to split and say I like that he has the versatility to do both. I think his best attribute is of his ability to shoot the basketball. And I think it should be noted, and I don't know if I've said this on here before, but earlier in his high school career, he wasn't this elite shooter. He developed into that. And then he went out in the EYBL on I don't have the attempt off the top of my head, but a large number of attempts, shot 45% from three in a very competitive league. So he developed into a really good shooter. And I think that's where he's going to be able to impact the game the most. But I do like that he has the ability to play on or off the ball, and I think he can be effective in that situation. I think that becoming a true point guard is something he's still developing, and I don't know that he even needs to do that. And also the position has changed anyways. If you look at the NBA, most of the primary ball handlers are guys that can score too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's transitioning to college, and the whole position has really changed. So I like the fact that he can do both.
Evan, how impressive is it that Memphis has been able to pull this off? I mean, obviously people expected James Wiseman in the end to be at the University of Memphis because of his ties to Penny, right? He played for him at East. Same with DJ. DJ Jeffries played with him, played for him on the AAU circuit once upon a time for Team Penny. You know, people expected this Memphis staff to be able to get those kinds of kids. But to go out and get national recruits like Boogie and Lester and Precious, and obviously a shot, and they're in the conversation with R.J. Hampton, especially considering, honestly, they weren't a tournament team last year. They haven't been relevant nationally for the last, you know, 7-8 years. How impressive is it that this staff was able to seemingly overnight just reverse the entire perception about Memphis basketball and end up with the number one class today?
Yeah, I mean, really impressive. I think Memphis is currently the biggest story in college basketball right now. You know, there's excitement. There was excitement building with the hire of Penny because of the local ties, because of who Penny is. I think you also have to give credit to the staff that he went out and hired, guys that have connections, not only local connections like Tony Madlock, but connections to the NBA. With Sam Mitchell and Mike Miller. And I think it's pretty evident that Mike Miller had some very strong ties across the recruiting landscape too. And we're seeing that unfold right before our eyes with the likes of Precious and Boogie Ellis and Lester Quinones. So I think it's extremely impressive. Like I said, I think they're the biggest story in college basketball right now. And now they turn their attention to on the court success. They've done a tremendous job recruiting. And they've really put the program in a good position to have some serious success.
Evan, you reported earlier today that R.J. Hampton, five-star guard, may take another visit to Kansas with a friend of his, Jalen Wilson, who's an elite-level wing they're looking at. Your gut, you think R.J. ends up? We had Dad on earlier, Rod Hampton on. And I don't know, man. I know, you know, Memphis, there's some talk with, hey, maybe Rajon Tucker doesn't make it. And could you slide an RJ in? It doesn't feel to me like something's cooking there. It feels like it's cooking in Kansas. Do you think this ultimately ends up with RJ going to Kansas?
Yeah, I made a crystal ball for Kansas on RJ Hampton a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I feel good about that. I think that they're in great shape with him.
The Jalen Wilson thing is interesting, and I admittedly didn't know how close of friends they were until recently. Hampton told me that they're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And them going to college together is particularly interesting because they never really played in AAU together, or at least recently. But obviously Jalen Wilson got out of his letter of intent to Michigan. He's going to visit Kansas. I think he said that he's going to visit Kansas May 30th and June 1st. I'm talking about Jalen Wilson. And he told me that he wants to visit North Carolina. I don't know where things go from there. Rod did tell me as well that the visit for RJ to go with him to Kansas is a little up in the air. Okay. I think the kids want to do it together.
Gotcha.
Where Rod is like, you know, I want these two to make separate decisions. They're very close. They get excited and want to play together or potentially play together. But I want them to make sure that they are making separate decisions. So it's not a definite that he's going to take that visit to Kansas, but I wouldn't surprise me if he does. And like I said, you know, if you told me to make a prediction on where RJ Hampton was going to end up, I would say Kansas.
Okay.
As it relates to the situation at Memphis, is it just because you've already got Boogie there, you've already got sort of so many guys, Tyler Harris is coming back, A-Lo is coming back, is it one of those situations where it looks like it's just kind of too crowded? Do you think that's kind of what it is with Memphis?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of guards, and honestly, I don't even think I don't think Rajon Tucker factors into this. Mm-hmm. If he's at Memphis or not, my gut says that yep. Kansas is the leader regardless. I don't think that even factors in. They're very different players, really not even close to the same type of player. I mean, look, Memphis is loaded in the backcourt, and that doesn't mean that there's not room for a guy like RJ Hampton. You always make room for a guy like RJ Hampton. But I would imagine that factors in. But hey, I think we're probably 2 to 2.5 weeks away from seeing an RJ Hampton decision. And his dad told me potentially the first week of June is what they're looking at.
Evan, what do you think happens?
And I know he was on your show. I don't know if he said something different, but that's what he told me.
No, right along those lines.
Morning.
Yeah, right along those lines. I think the timeline was matched up completely with ours. What are you hearing? What's going to happen in Michigan? Who's going to replace Beilein? What do you think?
That's a great question. I know that two of the assistants are involved, Sadie Washington and Luke Akolich, and you know, Juwan Howard is reportedly. Mm-hmm. Going to interview, and I saw a report today that Ed Cooley is potentially interviewing. I'd imagine that's something that probably comes to a head here relatively soon.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a good job of keeping this thing pretty close to the vest. My understanding is there's potentially some, you know, pressure to hire a Michigan guy and somebody with those type of ties. And obviously, you know, both of those assistants and Juwan Howard would have that. LaValle Jordan is also a name that has been tossed around, and he obviously spent time at Michigan. He's currently the head coach at Butler.
Yep.
But I admittedly don't have a definitive, hey, I think this person's the front runner or this
I don't think we know.
Gonna get him.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, there are reports, I would even say. There was a report from somewhere that said Billy Donovan had emerged as the top choice.
You think he'd look, Evan?
Well, I think that Michigan would ask him if he's interested,
uh-huh.
And honestly, they should. Any job of that caliber, if you're looking for a head basketball coach, you should take the time to call Billy Donovan because of his previous ties in college. And I don't know if he has interest in it. I don't know. But if they're doing their correct due diligence and homework, they should make a call to him.
I'm sure they
probably already have.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably. I mean, it's hard. It'd be hard to get a raise, but like, you don't have to coach Russell Westbrook anymore. You know, like you don't. I mean, let's be honest. The guy's probably miserable. Like, he has to coach Russell Westbrook every year. Like, that's probably not that fun to do. You know. I mean, just candidly, like, it's just, you know, I'm just saying, like, there are probably more pleasant jobs out there in the world, and maybe Michigan is one of them.
The truth is there's a lot of guys, though, that don't want to deal with the recruiting aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that played a big factor in John Beilein going to the mm-hmm. NBA.
No doubt.
And the truth is recruiting right now is in a weird place. because of how the NCAA has changed some of the rules, because of what went down with the FBI investigation. Like the current recruiting calendar is a joke. It's an absolute joke. Like these camps that are going on that the NCAA is pulling on. But I know I'm going way off topic here, but I probably should say this. Like I talked to a high major coach that got the list for the July evaluation camps that are at the end of July that the NCAA is putting on. He told me that not one kid that they're recruiting was on that list. I mean, some of the changes they made just don't make a lot of sense.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Condi. Appreciate it. Evan, we appreciate your time as always, man. You're the best in the business,
brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, as always, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep, he is Evan Daniels.
You're going to put this all on Condoleezza.
Damn right.
Condi.
Condi did this.
She just was
they
on a committee. They had a bunch of people.
You bring people in that don't know, you know.
Exactly. You wasn't when we
shoot
in the team.
They had good intentions, but they blew this. But you know, I'm just going to put it all on Condoleezza, bro.
Oh, that's rough.
No, you're not.
Yes, no,
not taking that today.
Don't do this.
She's not taking the full brunt of this.
No.
Condoleezza taking the full brunt.
She's not the one doing all these FBI wiretaps.
She's the face, bro. She is the face of these changes.
He's saying she's the one that came with all these fixes, Brad.
Oh, the fixes.
She was.
The fixes.
With a committee.
With a committee that is there by name only. These were Condoleezza Rice's changes.
I'm not going to let you blame her completely solely
I
kinda for
like
this.
I kind of like Condoleezza.
And she has to be accountable. So anyway, appreciate Evan Daniels for joining us on
the
show.
How about your buddy, how about Mike Miller for the Michigan job?
You cannot wait to place him, can
Good
you?
Good Lord, Brad. Can we get the players
I don't.
In
hey,
first?
We got our players. We're good.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Mike Miller's not going to go to Michigan.
Okay.
I got why you're trying to get him to UNLV. That's your spot. Why are you trying to send him to Michigan?
Hey.
I'm not trying to send him anywhere. I'm just saying.
No. Man, that's
Do
crazy.
You like Mike Miller helping you get players here at the University of Memphis?
I do.
I'm telling you. All right. We'll come back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply to business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back this Friday, May 24th with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercuts stylists pay attention to every detail so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready. Supercuts.
Stay ready to go all summer long. Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, so the summer is not just about ladies getting in shape. It's about the guys, too. It's time to get ready for summer now. So if you've done your part of the gym, you've been working hard, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45-minute to an hour procedure. And you can even do it on your lunch hour that easy. Keep your edge at work. Look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today. All right. So earlier today, there was a podcast. There was a podcast with Bill Roden that Sam Mitchell appeared on. You found it somehow, Jason. It's not like this is a podcast that is exactly, with all due respect to Bill, sweeping the nation.
How dare you?
I mean, it's not, bro. It's
Bill Roden is an accomplished American sports writer and columnist.
Yes, he is. But his podcast is not.
Mm. How do you know?
Have you checked
the reviews?
Have you ever heard it?
I actually listened to it and putting it into the computer. It's fantastic.
I'm not saying it's not.
And
I'm
he lets it breathe. It's an open show.
Yes, I listen to it. It feels like I'm watching Sports Reporters again on Sunday.
It does.
I'm not trying to disrespect him, bro. I'm not trying to disrespect Bill Roden.
You might have opened up a new outlet putting it on your show.
I'm just saying, I think we just gave him his biggest audience ever. I'm being real.
I think you might be true.
I'm being real.
He does have a point, Jason.
I mean, damn. I mean, we got to be honest with each other.
You might be promoting him. You want to get him on a show? I'll book him.
Y'all just forgot about him.
He's not dead, is he?
Y'all just forgot about him.
He's definitely not dead. And on this podcast, Sam Mitchell talks about Memphis almost like, you know, introspectively, like he's reflecting
Correct.
On his time. He wanted to do it because he wanted to see what it was like, and he enjoyed it. And what's next for him? No discussion about James Wiseman or the class that's coming in. Like, none of that. It's all just about what's next. And let's hear from Sam, because there's a little bit of...
I'm trying to figure out the restaurant.
Yeah.
This is the what he's going to do part of the second part,
yes,
right?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
What's next, man? Do you have any great ventures coming up?
Well, I'm doing some things, man. I'm investing in a series of Tex-Mex restaurants called Barbarossa.
Okay, what's it called?
And then I'm doing some other things. And then I'm actually going to Milwaukee tomorrow. I'm going to do game 2.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's go back and do it. Brad, I want to see if you can do it again. Because, again, listen, William Road, he tries to get the name of it, and Sam just keeps...
Barbarossa.
I think John was right. It's going to be called Barbarossa. Let's hear it one more time, if you don't mind.
What's next, man? Do you have any great ventures coming up?
Well, I'm doing some things, man. I'm investing in a series of Tex-Mex restaurants called Barbarossa.
What's it called?
Barbarossa.
It's like the Laurel and Yanni. If I try to hear Babaloo, I can hear Babaloo.
I don't think it's Babaloo.
It's Barbarossa.
Is it Barbarossa Brothers here in Memphis?
I don't know. That's the only Barbarossa I can find.
Yeah.
And isn't that like a pirate?
Yeah.
It sounded like he's going to start his own Tex-Mex called Barbarossa.
Barbarossa.
No, he's not going to start. He said he's investing.
in his own Tex-Mex restaurants. They're going to be called Barbarossa.
I don't think he's starting something new is what you're saying. Yeah.
He doesn't. Sam Mitchell does not strike me as the kind of guy who would just think to start a Tex-Mex restaurant.
He's a money backer. He's putting money into something.
Tex-Mex doing well.
No.
There's a Mexican restaurant on in front of Paradiso that's been closed for 3 years. It used to be what the hell?
Oh, I loved it. It's right there by the Baskin Robbins.
It was Mi Pueblo.
Oh, it's terrific.
And I'm pretty sure I'm not trying to imply anything, but they've been closed for 3 years. They must have had like some grade A Colombian cocaine up under that thing.
Oh man.
They've been closed for 3 years.
That was a good restaurant.
They've been closed for 3 years, Jason.
Mm. Can't get.
And they're rebranding as San Diego.
Well, it doesn't sound like Sam's going to be an assistant coach for the Tigers next year. That was the point of the
season. Anyway.
Like he might be catering, maybe getting them food.
Yeah, so that's the latest. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
I got to edit that. Okay.
Do we have a series tonight? It doesn't feel like it. Golden State's up 3-0. And a matter of fact, last I looked, they're favored to win tonight in Portland. 3.5-point favorites to close out, which is what it would be, a sweep. And like we've said, we touched on earlier, I've been amazed, quite frankly, at the level that Steph and Clay and Draymond have taken it up to now. We knew they could win championships before KD got there. What we didn't know is that at this stage in their careers, in some ways they've become dependent on KD, if they still had this in them. They've taken it up to a different level. They've made Portland look preschool, and I think they close out tonight.
Brad, this is a very important role for you now that you're part of the team full time. You have to have something that you're checking out tonight.
Okay. So, can I check out some of the same stuff y'all are checking out?
Well, ideally, we would like to check out different things, but you certainly can check out the same things.
First, I'll be checking out the Germantown Sports League 11 and 12-year-old Cubs versus Astros playoff game this afternoon at the GBL. Yeah, that has happening at 5:30. And then later, like Jason, I will head home. I will watch the Warriors also close out tonight over your Portland Trail Blazers. They're going to close out tonight. John?
Okay. Yeah. NBA playoffs certainly. I'm gonna keep trying to give Chernobyl a chance. It's episode 3 on HBO tonight. It's like I said, like it's a decent show.
Nobody
like,
checking out Trenton Watford at 2:30. Not anymore.
Oh, his live announcement.
Name we no longer care about.
Yeah. You want me? Yeah.
Did he get pumped? Does he have a national show to do his announcement?
No.
It was
open to the public. Come on in.
Streaming.
The LSU 247 site will be there.
Good.
Oh, okay.
From Birmingham.
Go. Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah.
Good luck, Trenton.
Yeah. Best of luck, Trenton.
Best of luck to you.
Great. I mean, we had him on our show several times.
Like,
yeah, great kid for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Trenton Wapp are going to be making his announcement at 2:30. Oh, you know what I'll be checking out?
What?
The next show. Giannotto
absolutely.
And Jeffrey.
Hey.
It is their first show together as a duo. And I'm particularly interested in it. Happy to have them both on board. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by The Winger. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Rod Hampton. Thanks to Jason Fitz. Thanks to Evan Daniels. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from The Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to devote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m., 92.9 FM ESPN. Get it online at 92.9ESPN.com. Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call. And if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell him Gary Parrish told you to call.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only in participating restaurants.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.